and welcome to the very first episode of the Product Marketing AI podcast. I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the head of product marketing at Loon, Alicia Kearney. She's also launching a brand new go-to-market course, which we're going to plug really, really heavily later in the show. Alicia, you're really welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here, especially for the inaugural episode. Very exciting.
Alicia, let's get straight into it. Give us the three most time-intensive elements of your job as a product marketer.
Happily, product marketers love to complain. So the three most time-intensive things that I do, and I should also caveat that my answers are really informed by where I'm at right now, which is a super early stage startup. I was like the fifth employee. So a lot of what I'm doing is developing customer profiles. That has to be the core of everything. The customer must be the starting point and their pain points for all things product, marketing, strategic decision making. But the reality is that that requires a lot of manual outbound grunt work to get those customer interviews booked in. It's a lot of like straight up just sitting on LinkedIn, connecting with people, messaging people, asking for their time. And it's very tedious, but so important. So that's a really big one, developing customer profiles. The next is creating strategic messaging. So by that, I mean connecting the value of a product or a business down to the features and functionality of its components. And that's a really difficult exercise because you're taking so much, like you're usually taking a pile of things and trying to organize that. And I find, especially in my work at Loon, it's like, okay, well, this should go over here, but no, it should go over here. And actually it's in both. So another kind of tedious and very nuanced process is developing the structural messaging and how do we bucket value? But it's so important, so it's worth it. And the third one would be actual content production. Like 10 years ago, when I was maybe less weathered and jaded in my product marketing career, I could crank out a blog a day. But I think now that I am an elder in the tech scene, I really want to focus on quality over quantity and making sure that I'm creating content that speaks to the real pain points and the real needs of the people that I'm not just selling to, but like trying to create a community and engage with. So I find content production now to be quite tedious and fatiguing, but it's weird because I would draw a distinction between content production versus strategy documents. And I think from my 3+ years at Deliveroo, because I have like a really solid process for building strategy now, I can do that. And like, it's recreational to me, but still creating that external content is something that I feel a little bit like kind of almost insecure about now. I don't know why I've kind of regressed, but anyway, those are my three things.
I think you're tapping into something really strongly there, which is that trend of quality over quantity, because I think that content farm approach is not really doing brands the same service it might have done 2 or 3 years yeah. ago. Let's jump back to number one, the customer profile piece. Yeah. It's any product marketer here has done case studies, interviews, win-loss, all of these things, trying to get people to appear at events will know the pain of trying to automate that work. Yeah. Have you thought about how you would look to add automation or tools that you could use to actually help you make that process a little bit faster?
Tools, I have not. I don't know any yet. I think you might have, that might be foreshadowing for something we could talk about later. But I actually have stolen some really good process to automate this from James Domenpipe, my co-founder for the WTF's go-to-market course. Because when I started at Loon, I was like, I can't spend 5 hours a day just like connecting with people on LinkedIn. And so he suggested, if you have a little bit of budget, creating like LinkedIn promotional ads or Google ads, promoting the opportunity to be interviewed with like a 25-pound, whatever, 50-pound Amazon gift card, and that can kind of create this inbound stream of people who are interested, because you can do all the targeting of who you kind of hypothesize is your ideal customer profile in the creation of those ads. So that's a really, really cool way. If you have existing customers, you can always, you know, use your CRM tool like HubSpot to create an automated customer journey. So what you would do there is just use logic to say, If they're an existing customer, you maybe want to organize it by their satisfaction rating or something, and then hold those interviews as they come in.
I think that spending a little bit of money on budget-wise, segmentation, target positioning, focusing in on the folks that you actually want to go after, and get the flow of customer interviews coming back to you. Great advice. From a strategic messaging point of view, that message, narrative, all the way down to features, how do you speed that work up, or should you even try and do it?
You absolutely should do it. Otherwise, you're stuck in the base level of benefits, and everything's just time savings, cost savings, like really basic fundamental components. And when you do the exercise of the strategic messaging work, you elevate your message up into the value that people, humans, actually care about. Like, am I motivated about time savings? Maybe for a minute, but it's a fleeting thing, and then I don't care. So, very important. The only thing I would recommend, and which is the framework that I've used for maybe 6 or 7 years now, is from someone called Mick Pono. So if you just Google like strategic messaging framework by MYKPONO, you'll find it, and it's incredible and time tested. So very good one.
I love it. That's a great little nugget there as well. And at the risk of having content production houses pitch you their services for infinity and beyond, how do you look at speeding up that content production process, knowing the fact that you're a solo product marketer, very early stage company? How do you look at automating or speeding up some of those elements?
Yeah, I think this is something that I'm struggling with right now. What I'm trying to do is create enough of a rich picture of our customer pain points and feed that into my content strategy so that it's much, you kind of do the heavy lifting of giving a picture of, okay, who are the personas that this content relates to? What are the questions that they're asking themselves, irrespective of how great your product is? Like, no one's going to bed wondering, like, I wonder why Loon is different than other, climate offsetting API companies. They're wondering, like, how do I accelerate sales? How do I keep my customers loyal? Stuff like that. So, when you can kind of structure your content strategy in a way that makes it easier to churn out more needs-based content, that's one way to do it in-house. I do actually think there is an agency that has changed my mind about agencies, and it's called Scribbly.io. And it's relatively affordable, especially for early stage, like where I'm at. And they are actually pretty good at churning out high quality content. But I would usually just say do the work to make sure that your content pillars align with the real problems in the market and that can facilitate real engagement and conversation. And then you kind of have a stronger foundation to build off of later
That's seriously actionable
on.
advice that people can use, with some nice plugs for some agencies as well, which is a really nice one for Scribbly.io. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We'll be right back after a message from our sponsor.
VOC helps product marketing teams use feedback to build, position, and grow the best products. The central source of truth for understanding your customers and the needs of the market you serve. Loop VOC automatically connects feedback from the places customers are giving it, instantly tags raw feedback with topics, sentiment, and operational data, and unlocks insights to solve your customers' biggest problems. Are you ready to drive smarter, faster growth strategies? Grow your products faster with Loop VOC.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Product Marketing AI podcast. It's really cool to have Loop VOC on board as a sponsor for us here at the podcast. Product marketing celeb Lauren Culbertson, she's been building something really special for the last few years, and we're going to have her on the show really soon. So keep an eye out for that episode as well. I'm here with Alicia Carney, the head of product marketing at Loon. Alicia, let's talk tools. Give me three tools you can't live without as a product marketer, and why?
Cool. Okay. So this will probably make some people block me on Twitter, and that's fine. I really like Jira. I really do. I kind of feel like Jira is the smash. I
Controversial to kick us
know.
off
I
here.
know. I kind of think that Jira is like the Smash Mouth of tech tools. Yesterday, and I got in a debate with my dad Because I think Astro Lounge is a great album. It's really solid, but it just has a bad rap. And then when I was trying to think about what my favorite tools are, I was like, Jira is Smash Mouth. I'm going to make a hashtag for that. It's so important because, yeah, it's clunky and it's a little bit antiquated, but if you dust it off a little bit, it really does bring teams together, for especially for my work at Deliveroo, where we had multiple engineering teams, multiple work streams happening at the same time with different milestones. And it can bring me as a product marketer into the tech world. And that's such an important thing. The number one piece of advice that I give to kind of more traditional marketers who are trying to deepen their product marketing expertise is get closer to tech. You need to be as accountable for the success of your product and the success of your customers with your product as anyone else in that room. And so I find that layering or embedding product marketing activities within the tools of a product team is invaluable, not only for you to build trust and build relationships with those people, but for you to know exactly what's being built, what kind of customer insights have informed what's being built. Usually, spoiler alert, not much. There's an immediate way for you to add value. And it really just brings people and teams together and keeps you focused on the bigger picture. Why are we building this thing? Does it actually create a better experience? Okay, here's a great way for you to add value. So that's my first one.
In a previous life, I was a product manager as well, and
Oh,
we used Jira. I have to say, I didn't love it as much as you do, but maybe I could be converted to that one. Give me the second tool that you
Yeah,
love.
you know what? I might like Jira because I've never actually had to rely on it. I've been a stakeholder. That might be why I like it. Anyway, second one would be Mixpanel, because what are product marketers if not influencing or creating behavior-based marketing? It's all about converting customers, but that's just the starting line. And we really need to understand what happens after that point. For example, back at Kayako, where James and I were launching a new SaaS-based version of this customer service software tool, we were like, okay, we're launching it, everything's great, pat ourselves on the back. But as soon as our prospects were getting into the product, that we were like, look how great it is, it's so shiny. But then once we actually dug into the insights of the in-product tracking, we're like, oh my God, they're getting so lost. Like they're completely churning because they don't even know where to go first. So it's really, really important and valuable to create that in-product tracking to understand how do we guide them towards the most valuable pieces of the product experience first.
That's one of the ones that we've started to use at my day job at eDesk as well. So, nice plug for Mixpanel. What's the final tool that you can't live without as a product marketer?
One that I love, I think they're UK-based, AppQueues. AppQueues is a tool for product marketers to take control over like onboarding experiences, in-product education. It's kind of the other side of the coin for something like Mixpanel. And so that's what we actually used at Kayako to turn our free trial, our terrible free trial conversion around. It guiding people towards like with tool tips or kind of onboarding flows or whatever it is. If you're a SaaS-based product, I really recommend AppQueues. It's super easy to use, and it's a really kind of like low investment to integrate and high impact over time. So I just find it really enjoyable to create really memorable customer experiences.
Really solid recommendations there, all the way through the product development and go-to-market journey there, from Jira to Mixpanel to AppQueues. Love it. What's the one you hate? Everyone's going to want to know.
I really, luckily, I think I really struggled to come up with one that I hate. The only thing that I could remember like being very, very angry about was Pardot. I used it back in 2013, 2014 at my first B2B early stage startup called Tally, and I hated it so much I ripped it out halfway through our contract and put in HubSpot and became like a huge HubSpot evangelist, where it was kind of weird, like really weird. I was going to all of their events. It was weird. Anyway, they're owned by Salesforce. It can't be much better than it was back then. But
Yeah, well, hopefully in that 7 years they've pushed it on a little bit. I know there's a lot of evangelists for Pardot as
oh,
well, but
good.
it's difficult. It's difficult to beat the community sense that
I
HubSpot has in the
know.
market, right? People love it.
I
So
know.
yeah, they love it for a
I
reason.
know. Yeah, I do hope it's improved. I really shouldn't be judging something from 2013, but luckily, I mean, it was really
Yeah,
hard to find something, so it's all right.
That's a historical view, and it's great to get it as well, because we want the yin and yang here on this
There you go.
podcast. I've got three final questions. How's the new role going at Loon Climate?
It's been amazing. It's been really, really good. We are on a mission to make every product and service climate positive by default. And it's been incredible to work with founders who believe in product marketing, believe in investing in product marketing as early as possible. That's why I was like the fifth employee. And we are making every decision as customer focused as possible and understanding how we can help businesses take their first steps in their climate journey. Even ones who have reached B Corp certification have hit these really amazing milestones towards climate progress, they still view themselves as in the very early stages. So that's a really interesting piece of how I need to get into their mindset. It doesn't matter that they've done X, Y, and Z and whatever. They're just like, oh my God, we're just getting started. So yeah, and the whole thing with Loon is getting your customers involved and making sure that climate is not a cost center. It's when you have really high quality carbon offset projects, which we have and we specialize in, you can connect those straight through to your customer and use it to your advantage so that climate be like drives business growth. And so it's been really, really fun.
That's absolutely fantastic and brilliant to see that you're at the forefront of that as well. From a course point of view, I know you're launching, you mentioned James Dolan Pipe earlier, you're launching a course in 2022 called WTF is Go to Market. Tell us a little bit about the course and what the fuck is Go to Market?
Yeah, the eternal question. Yeah, it really started like James and I are super passionate about product marketing. We each have been doing this for about 10 years each. And we used to have little product marketing meetups all around London and pubs with some other folks and just like answer that exact question, like, what are we and what are the same challenges that we all have in common and all this kind of stuff. And there's been a huge sea change recently in the amount of attention and demand for product marketers, but we've noticed there's a huge gap in the market for people to have the right skills for more startup product marketing, really scrappy, kind of broad roles, getting your hands dirty, which is a fundamentally different thing from doing it at like Google and Facebook. And those are great roles, but it's totally different. So we wanted to create a course that would help to upskill marketers, give them the confidence and the tools to go, invite yourself into tech meetings and have an idea about how to launch a product safely and effectively, and making sure that you're actually solving real problems for real people through your work. So yeah.
I know it's going to be absolutely fantastic. Where can people get in touch with you and find out more about WTF is Go to Market?
You can find us on Twitter, us being me. My Twitter handle is Alicia Verbs, which was a joke from 2012, and now it's not 2012, and I should probably change it. James is J Doman Pipe on Twitter, and our course is WTFGoToMarket.com. And yeah, we're taking applications right now. It closes on December 7th. And we're going to be doing a second cohort because we're getting a lot of interest from founders. So we'll be doing a second course probably mid next year. But this one, we really just want to focus on upskilling actual marketers. We've just launched a inclusivity scholarship to ensure that a broader representation of mindsets and paths are being developed now because we think they're the next generation of leaders, and we need much more diverse mindsets to be leading the industry moving forward.
You're leading the charge on climate change, on inclusivity, on opportunity for product
Oh,
marketers.
cheers.
Absolutely fantastic, and especially the insight that you've given us here. My name is Sean Broderick. Thank you for listening to the Product Marketing AI podcast. If you like the show, subscribe, give us a rating on Apple Podcasts. If you have feedback on the show or just want to say hi, you can get me on LinkedIn or on Twitter. And be sure and check out our show sponsor, loopvoc.com.